Today we're talking about achieving your dreams by taking action right now.
I quit. What? I'm going to Spain. I'm going to the Seven Wonders all around the world.
Wait.
I am leaving the company
now. Do the show. We have to do the radio show first, right?
Well, you said now.
Let's talk about that bit.
All right, you're listening to ICRT FM 100. This is Vid Talk with me, JR and Ray. And yes, I was kidding when I said I was quitting. Please don't fire me because we're going to be on the show for a while. This is every Monday, 8 to 8:30 p.m. on the show. Remember to tune in because we're talking about viral videos that are on the internet, on YouTube, and we talk about the English within it. However, there is one thing that is true, and that is this is actually the last month of our show. We only got four more episodes to go.
Yeah.
And Ray, stop crying in the corner.
I'm not crying.
Yes, you are. I can see you're shedding tears now.
Let me just like wipe my tears off. 所以呢, Vid Talk 是 Video Talk 会选择网络上面火红的影片,有趣的影片, 那我跟JR会讨论影片的内容, 并且带给你影片的英文教学。 那刚刚JR也讲到了嘛, 这个月呢是9月, 那也是我们 Vid Talk 最后一个月, 所以 Vid Talk呢, 到九月底之前，我们还有四集的时间。那真的很感谢各位 ，Right? Thank you guys for listening along the way, but we do only have 4 more episodes left, so let's cherish our remaining episodes.
The big now, the present, and that's what we're actually talking about today on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about taking actions right now. If you haven't seen the video, log on to our website to check it out. By the way, it's voicetube.com/radio.
Mm-hmm.
voicetube.com/radio. Yep. Check out the video right there. It's called The Recital. Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. So the video elaborates of the power of acting in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not hesitating, not waiting for a longer time to actually achieve your dreams, but doing it starting today, starting right now. So I'm going to ask Ray a simple question right here.
Yeah.
Do you have any example that you can provide on the show of taking action right now and regretting it?
Taking action and regretting? No, I do have stories of not taking action and regretting.
Like not talking to that girl you should have?
No, actually, I talked to all of them.
And you regret it?
Yeah, I regretted it, yeah. I'm just kidding. I have a lot of experiences of regret, I think, in my life. Right now, I would think that I'm a pretty proactive person. I go embark on a lot of adventures. I have a passion for learning new things. I have a pretty healthy lifestyle, I would say. But that's not always the case with me. In high school, actually, I was a little bit of, let's say a downer a little bit. Because high school was the time when I went from like a American educational system back into a Taiwanese educational system.
Oh,
right?
That can be hard
right.
on people.
And so, yeah, I had to adapt to that new environment and the new kind of interaction with people. And so I wasn't very open-minded about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of opportunities that I could have made use of, but I just let them go. So there's a lot of stories like this that I would hope I can go back to the past and like fix it. But in high school, I attended a youth leadership program called Hobie. It's over in the States. And then I got to meet a lot of people from different cultures, from different countries. And it kind of gave me what I needed in that period of time, because I wasn't confident enough and I wasn't really open-minded to the new environment. So after I came back from that leadership program, I became better suited to the life, you know, in high school, in a Taiwanese high school. So I think people have a lot of to-do lists, right? And there's this thing called the bucket list. Do you know what a bucket list means?
Oh, yeah. There's a movie called the bucket list. I like that movie. Morgan Freeman.
Right.
I like it a lot.
So the bucket list means it's a list of things that you want to do before you die.
Before you kick the bucket.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a phrase, right? That's an idiom. Kick the bucket means, you know, you die. We like to make a lot of lists, but we don't put them into action. So they're always just words on paper.
Yeah, like I have like 32 lists right now.
So we need to change that, because if you don't take action, you're going to end up like me in high school, having a lot of opportunities, losing those opportunities and feeling regret. And you're just left with these lists of things that you wanted to do, but you didn't do.
Right.
What about you, JR? Do you have stories of actually taking action and actually crossing out the lists?
This reminds me of the days when I just got into radio.
Uh-huh.
I actually entered radio just because I wanted to make a difference in the world.
Broadcasting?
I had big dreams of doing that. And I'm actually living in that right now by doing shows like this and talking to people on the air and talking to people off the air and during speeches.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy this kind of life because you know you're making a difference with people.
Yeah.
But back in the days when I just started off in the industry, in radio, I was looking for something in my show... I was looking for something for my show to differentiate from the other DJs.
Uh-huh.
Because some DJs did club music, some pop, some rock, some classical music. And I had to find something that belonged to me.
Yeah, your own style.
Yeah, my own style, my own unique style. And I was thinking, like, they do all the music stuff. They know that better than I do. And I'm like the church boy.
Oh, right.
Like the nice, good church boy. Yeah. So it's not kind of exciting. But that's the only thing that's different from them. So I told myself maybe I can like read some good paragraphs or mottos or quotes on the air.
Right.
And to me, at first, it didn't sound exciting at all. I didn't think that anybody would want to listen to it. So I kind of shied away from the idea.
Uh-huh.
But then I said, you know what? You came into radio to make a difference. So what the heck? Just do it. So I started reading good mottos or positive paragraphs on the air. And turned out people appreciated it.
Right.
Yeah, and it did make a difference because people wrote back to me, said they were inspired by the words I mentioned on the air, and I was thankful. I took action. I didn't shy away from it. And eventually it turned out good, which is great.
Yeah, you made a difference because of that action.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's good. That's a good story. Should we do something like this on the air?
Yeah, like right now?
Yeah, right now. Like, we're always like being silly here. We're never giving something for the audience to be inspired.
Right.
Like, we're never giving them the opportunity to be inspired.
Well, yeah, go to our Facebooks and maybe you'll find something worth looking at.
Okay. So the point is, so with both kinds of stories that didn't take action and then ended up feeling regret, or the stories that took action and ended up making a difference. So these two types of stories, it's basically the same point. We do have to take that, put our best foot forward and take action right now in order to achieve anything at all,
mm-hmm.
in order to make a difference.
Yeah.
And this is what this video is talking about. This video that we're talking about on air is called The Recital. It's actually really a promotion for Quaker.
At the end of the video, you see that logo there, right? And it kind of like shatters your all your impressions
image,
on that.
Right?
Yeah,
but
on that video.
Anyway, it's still a valid video. It's still a good video with a positive message. So we're still going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
The video, it's they claim that it's not acted. Okay, they're not actors. It's a real family. So this is a story of a family of five. The dad and the mom, they're typical parents, they're very busy with their work, but they still want to spend quality time with their children.
Mm-hmm. And they have a daughter, like her name is Lauren,
they call her
Lulu.
Yep, and she is 10 years old. She is a little dancer. She is very passionate about dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the filmmakers, the video makers, they invited the father and Lulu to have an interview, and they talked about what they want most in life,
right?
And coincidentally, both of them wrote down they wanted to spend more time with each other. So that's something that they both want to make it happen, but they're not putting them into action.
Yeah.
And the interviewers, they're like, so if we told you, right, so this is something both of you want mutually,
mm-hmm.
if we told you you can do anything you want and we can help you do it,
what would you want?
What would you want to do?
Yeah.
Right. But under the one condition that you have to start from today.
Right now.
Right now.
And Lulu replied. She said, I want to take hip hop classes with my dad.
Yeah.
And I want to perform with him.
Dance classes.
Yeah. So it was kind of funny because the dad actually showed up at her recital.
Yeah. And surprised the mom.
Yeah. Because like her mom was texting her.
Like, where are you?
Where are you?
Like, it's starting.
It's starting in 8 minutes, things like that. Yeah. And all of a sudden, her husband,
uh-huh.
her dad.
Shows up on stage.
Yeah, shows up on stage dancing with her daughter.
Yeah. it's a pretty touching moment to see, and it must have been really bonding time for the two.
Right.
Doing something together that's really significant for the daughter.
Right.
I think the dad really put aside a lot of stuff and priorities to do this.
Yeah, because he must have gone through a lot of practice, you could tell.
In the video you can see as well how he practiced for the show. But I'm not sure like what's the message that Quaker is trying to impose on themselves.
Buy more oatmeal.
Why? Like, why is that even related?
I don't know.
Buy it right now instead of like putting it on your shopping list. Yeah, buy it right now.
Buy it right now. Yeah. Act right now. In the shop. So once again, getting back to this clip, it's talking about cherishing the now, the present, and acting right on the moment.
Right.
So if you haven't seen the video yet, go to our website, voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio. Look it up right there and learn what we're talking about. We're going to come back and teach you the English within this video.
Right. We'll be back in 1 second.
Well, actually, 10 seconds, technically speaking. Hey, we're here back on VidTalk with me, JR, and
Ray.
That's right, every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. And this is the second half of the show where we teach you the English within this clip, which is the recital today.
That's right. Okay, 所以这个是我们 VidTalk的第二部分哦, 一样我们会教你影片里面的英文用法。 那今天因为这个影片里面也用到了很多的片语哦, 都是比较长一点的, 所以我们今天呢有四句, 那我们一起来看一下这些英文句子, 还有他们的用法。
And here's the first sentence.
Well, we're a family of five. Matthew is the eldest at 16, William 13, Lauren is 10. It's a bit hectic.
我们家有五个人, Matthew 16岁, 是老大, William 13岁, Lauren 10岁, 有点忙碌。
Well, we're a family of five. Matthew is the eldest at 16, William 13, Lauren is 10. It's a bit hectic.
Right. We're going to talk about hectic, the word hectic. What does that mean?
Hectic means extremely, very, very, very busy.
Yep. 就是完全的忙碌, 没有任何一点空闲的时间。
超忙。
Hectic. Hectic. There's two C's to this word. So H-E-C-T-I-C. So hectic, not hectic, right? So there's two stops. Hectic, hectic. So you need to pay a little bit of attention to the pronunciation. 那个发音要注意一下哦, hectic. 那它这边的话呢, 用 hectic 嘛, 那你 hectic 的话可以用 like extremely busy 来去取代。 但是 hectic 就是有一种 完全没有任何的空闲时间的感觉。
Right, exactly.
比起忙碌, 忙碌可能是 哦, 你 在一段时间很忙, 但是 hectic 是
like I'm so busy that my hands are tied, I have no free time at all.
Yep.
So here's an example, and this is a real life example. The past weekend was hectic for me because I was on a business trip in Keelung.
Oh, okay, interesting. Okay. So you had no spare time whatsoever.
No spare time at all.
You didn't even watch the television.
I don't have a television.
You didn't even take the shower.
Well, I did.
Okay. 好, 那我们就往下看, 看第二句。
All right, the second sentence for today.
I think having a little girl is going to turn out to be more different as time goes on. And I hope that she continues to love her dad and not be embarrassed by her parents.
我觉得有女儿会很不一样, 生活会随着时间变化, 而我希望她会一直爱着她的爸爸, 而且不会因为父母感到尴尬。
I think having a little girl is going to turn out to be more different as time goes on. And I hope that she continues to love her dad and not to be embarrassed by her parents.
Right, here we're looking at embarrassed by. Embarrassed by. Embarrassed, what does that mean?
You know, to feel awkward because of something or somebody.
Yeah. 让你觉得尴尬,
尴尬,让你觉得不舒服。 Right.
尖尖。 Okay, embarrassed by. 所以这边呢, I think having a little girl is going to turn out blah, blah, blah. I hope that she continues to love her dad and not be embarrassed by her parents. 所以不希望她被 这个因为父母而感到尴尬。
That happens sometimes when our parents are around us or our grandparents are around us. You kind of feel a bit awkward, ill at ease.
Especially if like we're in front of a group of friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And your parents are here.
And you're like, oh, you forgot your bintang, you forgot your whatever.
Yeah. You didn't put the toilet seat
like,
down.
Mom, mom, I'm 32. Right, exactly.
Okay, so embarrassed by, 刚刚 JR 是讲说就是有时候真的会这样子 embarrassed by our parents, 会因为家里的尴尬，但是不一定，其实这个尴尬可以 like, it applies to all kinds of situations, right? You can be embarrassed by anything, at all, right, in this world.
Like a certain behavior, or something you've done, or something someone else has done, or something that just happened. So here's an example.This might have happened to you in class, in high school, or in university. The teacher embarrassed himself by leaving his zipper down.
Oh, what? Yeah, okay, 这个例句，这个老师呢，这个教授呢，这个让搞得自己很尴尬，因为呢，他忘记拉上他的拉链。
Zipper,
zipper
拉链,
是拉链的意思。
Does that ever happen to you? Like,
to my teacher?
Yeah, well, to you?
No,
because you're
no,
a teacher.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well...If I did, they didn't tell me.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah, okay. So,
and they've secretly videotaped it and put it on YouTube. Like,
no,
this is Ray's.
I don't think so. There's this saying, XYZ. Do you know XYZ?
XYZ?
It's something you say to someone like this. XYZ, that means examine your zipper. XYZ. Yeah, so
no.This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
Okay, so that means that you have pretty good habits. You don't need, there's no occasion for people to tell you
I don't XYZ.
Yeah, okay. So, what we're talking about XYZ. XYZ is examine your zipper. Right? Why are we talking about this on air?
You pervert. You pervert.
Examine is 检查嘛，然后 yours 是你的嘛。So, zipper 是拉链，就检查你的拉链。你看到有人需要检查的话，可以跟他讲 XYZ.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's something that Ray does.
Okay, let's just like move on like right now. Move on right now. The third sentence.
All right, third sentence.
So if the sky's the limit, you could do anything together. What would you do?
不设限，你们可以一起做任何事。你们会做什么？
So the sky's the limit. You can do anything together. What would you do?
Okay, the sky is the limit. What does that mean?
Well, the sky is the limit means that there are no limits.
Right.
Like, because the sky is like far, far above.
Yeah.
To people in ancient times, that was like...
Unreachable.
Right. Yeah.
Untouchable.
Yeah. So it means no limits at all.
Hold on. What is a limit?
A limit is...A limit.
Right, a limit 就是一个怎么讲界限吗？一个界限。
Yeah,
界
限。
所以刚刚这个 the sky is the limit 就是说没有界限，没有任何的界限，对，任何东西都是有可能的。你可以说 the sky is the limit.
No boundaries, like no boundary.
所以你下次想要说 oh nothing is impossible, 你就可以说 the sky is the limit.
Sky is the limit.
And 我有听过一个笑话，就是是用这一句话，这个来跟大家分享一下。
Let it out.
So, little Tommy's dreams of being an astronaut was crushed when his father told him, the sky's the limit.
I don't know if they get it, but astronaut is like
太空人 right. And they have to go to outer space,
which is beyond the sky. That's a good one. That's a good one.
所以这个笑话翻给大家听，就是 Tommy 小 Tommy 呢，他想要成为太空人的梦想，被这个毁灭了，被打碎了。
当他爸爸，
因为他的爸爸跟他说，就是天空就是极限。It's not like a literal sense. 他爸爸的意思不是说天空极限，他爸爸的意思是说
没有设限，
都可以这样子。
Right. That's a good one. That's a good one. You finally came up with some sense of humor. Just kidding.
Oh yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Just kidding. All right. Let's go on to the next sentence. Sentence number four, which is the last one for today.
As a parent, you find yourself doing crazy things for your kids. We wouldn't have it any other way.
当了父母之后，你会发现你会为了小孩做很疯狂的事，而这也是我们愿意的。
As a parent, you find yourself doing crazy things for your kids. We wouldn't have it any other way.
所以 we wouldn't have it any other way. What does that mean?
Well, it means we want it this way.
Yeah,
we want this.
Yeah, it's a long-winded way to say we want
this. Yeah, it's a complex way.
我们想要这样子，是我们愿意的。We wouldn't have it. Have it 是拥有它嘛，所以 we wouldn't have it any other way. 我们不会用任何其他的方式拥有它。意思就是说什么？现在这个方式就是我们喜欢的方式。
I want it this way.
That's right.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have it any other way.Okay, so these are the four sentences that we are looking at today. We hope you learned something from this. And 这个礼拜呢，我们也会有翻译的挑战哦。那我们这个礼拜的翻译挑战是希望你能够用 hectic 这个字，忙碌 hectic 的这一个字。那我们这个礼拜的挑战是这个周末很忙碌，根本没空休息。
Use hectic to complete the sentence, which is
这个周末很忙碌，根本没空休息。到我们的网站、voicetube.com/radio。
Yeah.
写下你的回复。
Yeah, voicetube.com/radio. Make the sentence and we just might pick you for next week's show. And let's go to the challenges from last week. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of responses. Uh-huh. And I want to say, especially say thanks to Ricky, Yafei, Jiajing, Xiaoqi, Hamish for replying. Mm-hmm. And we chose your sentences because you came up with the same one. And they are, it is...
Don't be too hard on yourself. It's not your fault.
Bravo! Great sentence.
这次我们有五六个人哦，都写的是一模一样的回复。对
，which is correct, by the way.
Yeah, which is correct. 对 ，Don't be too hard on yourself. It's not your fault.
It is not your fault.
上一次的句子是，我们想要教的是这个 be hard on someone,、mm-hmm. right? 就是太自责的感觉，太所以 don't be too hard on yourself 就是不要太自责，不是你的错。It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Okay.
Good sentences.
So, that's the show for today. Mm-hmm. Once again, go to our website, voicetube.com/radio to vote for which video we're going to be talking about next Monday, which happens to be our third last episode, kind of like cuckoo, right? We're saying goodbye to you. So do reply on our website, voicetube.com/radio.
所以呢，可以到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 来回复我们这个翻译挑战。那虽然我们可能今天是倒数第四集嘛，只剩三集，但是呢，还是可以到我们的网站来去投票，来选择呢，我们下个礼拜 JR 跟我要讨论哪一个影片。
Right. Okay. So at the meantime, you can also check out our website.
My Facebook is Ray Do English for DU.
Which, by the way, I gotta say, he has a very cool YouTube channel.
Oh, as well, yeah.
You gotta check it out. He's going viral on the internet right now. You got interviewed by the news, right? Like, a certain media, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's cool. Check it out on his Facebook, Ray Do English. That's Ray DU English.
Yep.
My Facebook is JR Lee Radio. That's JR LEE Radio on脸书。
Okay. That is all for today. We hope you learned something from our discussion today to take action right now. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. So we'll see you at the same time next week, next Monday from 8 to 8:30.
That's right. We'll see you and goodbye.
Bye.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供，想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。